So this morning, Monday morning, new week, we're in innovation mode and innovation mood because I've only had a little bit left, 14 grams exactly of the Reserva and a bit of the yellow Bourbon of Charlie left. So I thought, let's top that up, give it a good mix, put it into the King, grind it and put it through Sylvia. And all this was prepared for Shirley's latte of the Monday morning. And as the pour kind of poured into her mug, she came down and had a look, and her first comment was, seeing that pour, that juicy, rich pour, she said, "This looks like two happy beans combining into my cup." Then I frothed the milk, prepared her a latte. She's had a tiny little sip, but she's going to have another sip, and then she's going to tell me if these two happy beans are as happy in the cup as they are in her mouth.
They so are. The Reserva is consistently good. Charlie's latest two roasts have been nothing short of amazing. And to put these two beans together is a very happy relationship. They're doing good things together, these two beans. Okay. Charlie's beans, the Reserva's got an amazing, lovely, consistent, smooth flavor. But Charlie's bean has that extra body. So I've got the Reserva with a bit of extra body, which works really, really well.
That's a very good description. I wish I could taste that too, but I have none of this combination left. This is really the last of the Reserva. I can top that up because I just have to go into town and get some. But Charlie's yellow Bourbon, well, we need to have some more, Charlie. So get roasting and get us some more yellow Bourbon for our trials here.